Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, better known as Friday Eve. That means only one thing. We are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 1491 South Alma School. That is Alma School and Chandler Heights. Cigars with the Cave Show, you know how we do it every single Thursday. I look forward to this probably more than any other day of the week to get in here, not only give you the sports that you need, but also enjoy a great stick myself, a Leva Series 5. That's what we're on to today, so make sure that you get down here and check it out. We have a loaded show for you today. The Cardinals look amazing, absolutely amazing. We'll talk about that today for sure. Also, I am on this thing. I'm sorry. I can't let it go. Matt Nagy is actually driving me absolutely crazy with some of the things that he says. Honestly, I'm going to tell you what I think Matt Nagy should say. Here's what I think he should say. Well, I'm not going to tell you now. It's called a tease. So we'll get into that. Also, I want to talk about thing that's going down in Jacksonville and the deal with their head coach and some of the ridiculousness that's coming out with speculation about him. So we'll get into that as well. And of course, it's Thursday. So you know what we do on Thursday? I give you picks. I try my best to put money in your pocket. And last, you know what? I'm not even going to get into it now. I keep getting ahead of myself. And if I give it to you all early, then what good does it do? I got to make you wait. That's why they call it a tease, because I've got to make you wait. Our calling number is 917-889-7828. 917-889-7828 is a number you definitely can reach us set here at the Cave Show with PLR. Like I said, this is PLR, and we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at Alma School in Channel Heights. Get your body down here. It is Thursday. They will have the game on. You can definitely check it out. While you're down here, become a club member. Get your access to the lounge. Back there, they have a locker for you that backs up to a humidor, refrigerator, microwave, everything you need to fill at home. They do serve beer and wine. So you can get your adult beverage on while you go back to that humidor and select from one of the best selections of sticks that you're going to find here in the Valley of the Sun. Now, if you don't want to become a club member, there's still no issue. Plenty of places for you to sit, relax, watch the game, enjoy your stick. Most important is that you get down here. Now, if you can't make it, there's no worry there. Just simply go to Stogie World. It's StogieWorld.com. Order your sticks early enough, and they will get out the exact same day. All this happens right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. So I want to start with all this nonsense that's going on down in Jacksonville. It came out a little bit earlier this week that Urban Meyer would be the perfect fit for the USC job. Okay. Let's go ahead and make this simple and make this known. He's not bailing on Jacksonville after one game, after one loss. Urban Meyer's done a lot of things. We know he's gone from Utah to Florida to Ohio State. And if he's still at Ohio State, or maybe he's not into coaching, USC job may seem like a pretty good job. But he's not leaving his pro team after one game to hop. This isn't going to be a Nick Saban deal where he's going to hop later. He's going to see this thing through. He came back to coach Lawrence. He did. It's just that simple. And he's going to stay there and he's going to coach him. The USC job, though, they're also interested in Eric Bieniemy, the chief offensive coordinator. Again, I like Bieniemy. I do. But I want to talk about the USC job. As we know, they fired Clay Helton earlier this week. Here's my issue with USC. My issue with USC has a lot to do with my same issues that I have with the Pac-12. USC and the Pac-12 have now become reactionary. And to me, the Pac-12 is a reactionary conference anyway. I think you take out Chip Kelly, who coaches UCLA, who's in essence a pro coach. The rest of it in ASU, who has Herm Edwards, who's also a pro coach. The rest of the conference treats everything like it's college and it's 1960. And I'll circle this back around to USC in a second so you can see the point that I'm making. There is nothing that the Pac-12 does that makes it seem like they're making an attempt to grab the bull by the horn. That's just not who they are. That's not what they do. And I'm trying to figure out how you do that and you still compete with these top teams. Because you're going to have to compete. Listen, the SEC isn't going anywhere. Now, I know that you can say, well, Saban's getting long in the tooth and Alabama will change once that happens. And, of course, they'll change once that happens. Because no program stays the exact same generally after a legend leaves. I think the closest you could possibly say to it in recent times would be North Carolina after Dean Smith left and they landed Roy Williams. But remember, they didn't go right to Roy Williams. There were some coaches in the middle. So that's not really how it works out. There's always a lag. But when you look at the SEC and you look at the teams that they have and you want to say super conference, whatever, that's what they are. They are loaded for both sports, for multiple sports. When I say both sports, I'm not dogging baseball. I'm not dogging other things. But they're loaded for bear when it comes to basketball as well as football. On the basketball side, obviously, you got Kentucky. Florida's pretty good. Georgia's usually pretty good. Auburn is generally pretty good. But when you talk football, you're looking at them stacked from top to bottom. They didn't need Texas A&M. They didn't. They didn't need Mizzou. They didn't. If we're just being honest, they did not need those two schools to join them. But they went out and got them anyway. And then they turn around, they go out and they get Texas, and they get Oklahoma, which decimates the Big 12. The Big 12 now has to think about it. They've lost Nebraska, they've lost Oklahoma, they've lost A&M, and now they've lost Texas. They are going the way of the old Western Athletic Conference. I'm sorry. Not the SEC. The old conference that had Arkansas and Nebraska and everybody else, the Mustangs of SMU, they're going that way. Now, we know they're going to add teams. They're looking to add BYU and do all this. But that's not the same power. If you're a power conference, and the best thing you can do is give me the Kansas Jayhawks as your best basketball team or Baylor as your best basketball team, what are you doing for me for football? Iowa State, Texas Tech, West Virginia, those are going to be your bell cows to carry you through. So this was the perfect time for the Pac-12 to come in and pounce. You come in, you don't sign agreements. You come in ready to take, ready to steal, ready to just pillage. That's not what the Pac-12 does. The Pac-12 should have came in and said, we are the next super conference. We know what the SEC is doing, but here we come. Okay, State, we're going to make it worth your while. Baylor, we're going to make it worth your while. Kansas, we're going to make it worth your while. Texas Tech, we're going to make it worth your while. And you come in, and you go and grab TCU as well because you want to get BYU. You go in, and you take them all. You take them all. You leave them with West Virginia. And you leave. And it's just that simple. And you would take West Virginia, but geographically, it makes no sense. So you go in there and you take what's left, you get them all, and you add BYU. But the Pac-12 doesn't do that. They sign an agreement. They're going to be the nice guys. So that way Cincinnati can go join the Big 12. That's not operating business right now. There's a term that Monty Williams, the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, uses a lot. He always says, do it with force. What force is the Pac-12 using? What force are they coming with? Because I don't see it. I don't see it at all. They don't do it when it comes to TV rights. Why the Pac-12 network is not on DirecTV, it's still beyond me. And they don't do it when it's time to grow the conference. You have to grow the conference. Do you realize if you go in and you pillage what's left of the Big 12, you're bringing in Baylor and Kansas in terms of basketball. Even though Oklahoma State, they're not a top five football program every year. We know that. But you're still getting a good school, a good football school. You're still getting that. Jayhawks suck at football. You're getting a great basketball school. There are things that you do to flex muscle. The Pac-12, they don't flex muscle. And that's what's so frustrating about this conference. They want to always run around saying, we are the conference of champions. If you ever hear Bill Walton talk, he always says the conference of champions. Well, that's going to run out pretty soon. Can't keep relying on what you've done. You have to rely on what you're going to do. You have to be able to move and change and go with the landscape of what's happening in college football and what's happening in football all throughout. Those days of, well, nice guy, this is what we're going to do, those days are over. They're over. You go out and you find teams to put your teams in a good position all the time. If the SEC has Alabama and Georgia, and I'll just use those two as an example, and they lose early, big deal. They fall back on, hey, we play the SEC schedule. We don't care that there's cream puffs like Kentucky and Vanderbilt. We still will be fine. We still have a shot. In the Pac-12, you've got to run perfect to even get a sniff at the college playoffs. And you're an alleged major conference. I will tell you right now, Oregon went into Columbus and beat Ohio State last week. Beat them. Beat their ass up and down the field. The score isn't necessarily indicative of how that game went. It wasn't even close. At the end, it got closer, but it wasn't. Oregon went in and flexed muscle on them. At the end of the year, if they both end up with one loss, how much you want to bet Ohio State gets in to the playoffs and Oregon does not? Because if Oregon loses to a team, and it's not a team like UCLA that has a chance to run the gamut, you will know what will happen. They'll say, well, Ohio State, they'll come up with an excuse to put Ohio State in. I'm not telling you something you don't know. I'm telling you the truth. They will figure out a way. So this is where it gets frustrating because why is it that way? Well, it's because they do nothing that flexes their muscle. The Pac-12 is reactionary. They're not proaction. They don't do anything proactive. Everything is, well, let's see what happens off of this. And doing a handshake deal with the ACC and the Big 12 and other conferences, that does nothing for you. You've got to go out in this day and age and take what you want to be successful. And they don't do that on a football field or in the conference, let me just say. And I think that's what's so disheartening about the Pac-12. And as I reverse this back to USC, stop and think about USC. Stop and think about the market that they play in. really stop and think about that for a second. They're playing a market where they're competing with the Rams and the Chargers for football eyes. When basketball season starts, they're going to be competing with the Lakers. They're going to be competing with the Clippers. Right now, they're competing with the Dodgers. Anaheim has a player that everybody wants to watch. They're in a competitive market. And if you look at their last coaches, after Pete Carroll left, they go out and got Lane Kiffin, who wasn't quite ready for that at that time. I think he'd be more ready now, but he wasn't ready at the time. He got fired on a tarmac. Then you go get Ed Orgeron, who ended up at LSU, who did nice things, but he's on a hot seat. Then you get Clay Helton to finish up. Then you go get Steve Sarkisian, who had some issues. And you go back to Clay Helton. Nice guy. Clay Helton's a nice enough guy. I used to say this about Todd Graham at ASU. If Todd Graham is coaching Western Missouri State, that's a perfect fit. He's on Hawaii. Perfect fit. But to coach a Pac-12 school, no. So now the name Urban Meyer floated. If, like I said, he wasn't coaching a pro team now, maybe that's the guy. But you now have to go out and find a coach that can understand what's going on. So you can't go to who's coaching at Cincinnati or who's coaching at this school. You got to get a big name. You got to jump in the pool. You got to do a belly flop. Water has to splash out of the pool when you jump in. You got to go find a pro coach. You got to do it. And you got to find a pro coach with some name and with some swag. We'll see what SC does, but if they're anything like the rest of the Pac-12, we already know how the story ends. They'll go out and they'll recruit the guy to coach from, I don't know, Montana State, North Dakota. They'll go out and tell the guy that's coaching at TCU, this is a promotion, come coach us. Because that's what the Pac-12 does, and that's what USC has turned into. Just another Pac-12. Oh, okay, this is what we do. This is who we are. We're not going to try to shake up anything. We're just going to go status quo. Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up." Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. It is Thursday. As you know, that means it's Cigars with The Cave Show. One of my favorite days of the week. As you know, you're checking us out live at 1 o'clock. Easiest way, as always, go to the sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that listen live button, and there we are. You also can download Spotify, iHeartRadio. Make sure you download The Cave Show, as brought to you by The Sports Cave. Get an alert when new shows are up. Make sure you're definitely checking them out. Also, we're back live on replay at KSRN at 3 o'clock, so definitely check them out. Download that app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. So we are all over the place, very easy to find. Like I said, it is Cigars with The Cave Show. Oliva is what we have going today, the Series 5. So come down, check it out, and try this stick tonight while you come down and watch Thursday night football here at Maduro's. So there's a lot of things that have been getting on my nerves lately. a lot of things that's been getting on my nerves lately. And they pretty much start with the guy that's the head coach of the Chicago Bears. Yes, I said the guy that's the head coach of the Chicago Bears. So I'm watching the Bears, and yes, I'm one of those guys. I go back and I watch stuff, and I watch stuff over and over. And as I watch the Bears get dismantled by the LA Rams last week, the biggest thing that stood out in my mind were chunk plays, plays that go long yards. And I don't mean busting runs. I mean pass plays. The Bears got embarrassed because they were giving up chunk plays, but they weren't doing anything to create. Everything was safe. Everything was dink and dunk and this and that. And I'm watching this game, and I started thinking, okay, as I'm watching the NFL, who are your better teams? Who are your better teams in the NFL? When you watch them, who has the ability to go to a Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl? And certain teams popped out at me. And you got to be realistic. So if I don't mention your team, get your panties out of a bunch. It's just the truth. Buffalo Bills have an opportunity to go to the Super Bowl. Got a big, strong quarterback, big arm. And they were a dink-and-dunk team. What do they do? They go out and they get Stephon Diggs. Possibility. Baltimore Ravens. Even though he doesn't show up every week, Marquise Brown. He's there. Big play guy. The Tennessee Titans. A.J. Brown when he's healthy. Big play guy. Kansas City Chiefs. Hell, there's this Bleacher Report picture that has Patrick Mahomes just throwing the ball up, and it says, F it, Tyreek Hill is down there somewhere. Teams that could possibly win, the Green Bay Packers, Devontae Adams, big play guy, Buccaneers, Tom Brady, throwing Antonio Brown, big play possibility. San Francisco now has big play possibility. The Rams, the Cardinals, the Seahawks. You don't hear me mentioning certain teams, but one of those teams that stands out, Chicago Bears. You have big play receivers, but you don't have a big play quarterback. And you don't have a big play coach willing to pull the string. You have them still in these meetings, in these press conferences, talking about crap that makes absolutely no sense. Earlier today, Matt Nagy was asked about finding the right place, the right spot for Justin Hill. Here's what he said.
And probably the biggest thing is schematically, how do we want to use him? If we do, how is that, and when's the best place to do it? The nice thing about Justin is, you got somebody that is special with making throws too. You know, I mean, so many times you see guys that come in and sometimes they're just running quarterbacks and that sort of thing. So he can become a weapon that way too, and allow him to grow each week in practice, but yet still try to find times when we feel like it can be advantageous to us to use him in certain roles. And we thought we did that last week where we were able to, he made a good play for the touchdown run. And we had some other plays in too that, we didn't get to, but nothing, for us, I think he's going to continue to grow and we just got to find spots.
Let me go ahead and clear this up for this guy. Find a spot for him. It's called the starting lineup. There's a spot for him. We had some other plays for him, but we didn't get to him. You know why he didn't get to him? Because he was on the bench. Your team fell behind, and you still didn't try to throw the ball 20 yards down the field. I don't blame all that on Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is safe guy. I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm going to break this down into how humans react. I'm going to break this down, seriously, how humans react. If you're, I'll use ASU. Use ASU. ASU basketball program got into a little bit of trouble. A little bit of trouble. They were shaving points. That hurts me. The basketball program was shaving points. It's back in the day. And Bill Frieden there can't shave points. Can't bet on yourself. You can't do all of that. We know that. So they let Freed go. But they can't go out and get another personality like Bill Frieden because they gotta clean it up. So they go out and they get Evans, Rob Evans. Great guy. Great coach. Going to make sure everyone goes to class. Going to make sure everything's right. Going to follow the program. The rules, make sure everything is good. But that's not moving forward. That's not how you do it. Football, they did the same thing. You go and you get Dennis Erickson. Back in the day, Dennis Erickson could recruit his ass off. Bring in talent left and right. But there was no discipline. None. Led the Pac-12 in penalties. There was offsides, unsportsmanlike. There was all that crap. No discipline. So you go out and you get Todd Graham, all about discipline. We're going to cut down on the penalties. We're going to stop being so sloppy. But by year four, Todd Graham had one guy that went to the combines, the punter. So, yeah, he recruited all the nice guys, but he didn't recruit a lot of talent. Just didn't do it. And I'll even make this more real world. Girl goes out, dates a bad guy. It's a bad boy. Rebel wants to break all the rules. Well, after 4 o'clock in the morning, come home 2 days later, don't answer the phone. Oh, my phone died, ran out of charge. After all that nonsense, they want to go out and get a safe guy. But what happens with the safe guy? They get bored with the safe guy. You have to find a balance. Andy Dalton is not balanced. Andy guy, safe coach. He's safe. He's not going to win you games. Hell, sometimes he may lose you a game, but he's not going to win you a game. When's the last time you heard Andy Dalton, last few games, defense wasn't good. Andy Dalton had to go up there, put up 500 yards a game, throw the whole team on his back and carry him. That's not Andy Dalton. Not anymore. He's bridge dude. He's bridge guy. He's the guy to get you through to the next one. Well, the next one is sitting there. Matt Nagy, teams have to still prepare for Justin Fields. Callers, I see you. Hang with me. I'm going to pull you in as soon as this break is over. Hang with me.
Yeah, I think he provides a lot of value now that we're here at this point and we're not in training camp and the guessing game or whatever. And inevitably what it does is it makes when you have a guy like Justin, teams, when they see that, now they got to prepare in certain ways for certain things they may think of or not think of. So it just can help us that way too.
So I asked around, and I said, what do teams really have to prepare for? Prepare for him when he gets under the 10-yard line? Prepare for him what? And I called a couple of my friends that played in the NFL, and they said, yeah, you got to prepare for him, but he's not your game plan. He's a part of the game plan, but he's not your game plan. And I don't know where Matt Nagy is not understanding that. Hell, his own offensive coordinator, who probably should be making the calls, said the other day, hey, Justin's ready. And I'm sure Nagy pulled him aside and said something to him, but hey, stop, be careful what you're saying. And he had to address it because he was asked today, hey, even Lazor is saying this kid can handle everything.
Well, that's real. I mean, Justin has he's done a really good job at advancing in his knowledge of this offense better than I thought, which is good. Last week he had a great week of practice, which is great because he's working on not just his footwork and his mechanics and his fundamentals, but he's also working on the mental side of knowing that he's going out there to try to rip people's hearts out, in practice and be great and make our defense better by being a great quarterback. So, you go back and you say, well, you hope that's the case. Because if that is, then you feel good as to why you went to to draft him, right, and why you did that, rather than the other side where it's a struggle and it doesn't feel right. This one right now, the way it's going, he's done a great job, and we feel good about being able to move up to get him for sure.
Look, I wish Matt Nagy would just grow some balls and come out and say, look, you can ask me all you want. Here's the deal. Andy Dalton is our quarterback, period. When that changes, I'll let you know. Until then, Matt Nagy, you're blowing smoke out of your ass. You're sitting on your future for no absolute reason whatsoever. You're sitting on your future for absolutely no reason. You got to prepare for him if you start him. You have to draw up a whole game plan if you start him. Andy Dalton is doing absolutely nothing right now that Justin Fields can't do. You want Justin Fields to dink and dunk? I guarantee you he can dink and dunk. He didn't go to Southeastern South Dakota State. He went to Ohio State University. They played big boy football. They played against the big boy. He outplayed Trevor Lawrence in a bowl game last year, in the championship series. Outplayed him. But yet and still, we have to sit around and wait. Guess who's starting? Trevor Lawrence. There was this guy, I don't know, his name was Deshaun Watson. The Texans sat him for a half and said, you know what, maybe it's time for us to get our head out of our ass and play this guy. Guess what? It worked. Now, I'm not saying Justin Fields is a guaranteed lock, whatever. But we know what we're getting out of Andy Dalton. Nothing is going to change with that. Nothing is going to change with that. So what I'm asking you is, man up, dude. If Dalton is who you're going to go with, come out and say, Andy Dalton's our guy. Stop asking me questions. Period. He's our guy. Stop telling me there's situations and he's growing. That's like that bull crap you said about your defensive coordinator when you said he was great on a headset. Matt Nagy, when you're a head coach, sometimes you have to make real decisions. Sometimes when you make that real decision, you got to have those things down there to just say, this is the way it is. If you're a parent, you should know this. When you tell your kid, when your kid says, hey, can I have a cell phone? Well, you know, there's a lot of good things that can happen if you have a cell phone. I know when you use my cell phone, a lot of good things can happen. So, you know what, I'll let you use it now and maybe I'll throw it back in there, maybe. No, you cannot have a cell phone. You don't pay any bills in this piece. You cannot have a cell phone. You know when you'll get a cell phone? When I say you can get a cell phone. Look at the media and say, you know what, Justin Fields will start when I start him. Until then, this is Andy Dalton. I'm not taking any more Justin Fields questions. And it's just that simple. This is why the Bears go in the reverse. And this is why they won 4 playoff games since 1992. 4 playoff wins since 1992. That is unacceptable for a major market team that sells out every single game. Every single game. There are times I wish the fans would just say, the hell with this BS. We're not showing up until you guys grow up and do things that professional organizations do. It's the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend, and I said, hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Hey, this is Kofi, and I don't go a day without listening to The Cave Show with PLR.
Every time I talk about those cotton dang dog Chicago Bears, makes me remember that my heart keeps breaking over and over. Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. It is Cigars with Cave Show. Make sure you're checking us out on social media at the Sports Cave, the Instagram, the Facebook, and the Twitter. Remember, Cave is with a K. The website, sportscave.com, Cave is with a K. And, of course, you can get at me on Twitter directly at PLR on Sports. Calling number is 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Oh, my goodness, it's frustrating when you hear people that want to be adults can't be adults with their simple actions. Stop telling it to me. Show it to me. Okay, so with PLR, call it. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Paul, how are you? Well, I'll say this.
Oh, man.
I mean, what do you expect from Dalton anyway? I mean, I didn't expect anything from him. So it's naturally what you know, the end result was of that. I mean, he's a has-been.
It's not even that. Look, if Andy Dalton was my backup quarterback, I'd be happy. I really would. Because he's not going to lose games for you. He's not going to lose games for you. If you need him in an emergency situation, he's going to come in. He's a professional. He's going to do his job. But the expectation is he didn't do a bad job for Dallas. Dallas's problem last year was the defense. Their defense was giving up 100 points a game. So he wasn't the problem. But when you stop and look at it, he's not the guy. He just isn't the guy. Even when he was in Cincinnati with all that power, he couldn't win a playoff game. So you know what you're getting from him. And when you look around the NFL, teams are going to their young guys. Also, you got to remember, Lou, every year you sit your young quarterback, that's another year closer to the fact that you're going to have to pay him. And when you pay him, you're not going to have that extra money anymore. So you got to play him to see what you have so you can know how to grow with him to become a winning organization. Again, the Bears have won four playoff games since 92. Four.
That's a pretty long drought.
That's a very long drought. Very long drought. So I just think it's getting old and it's getting tiresome the way they're doing it. And like I said, man up, man. Man up. If Dalton is a guy, say it. Just say it. Say, I'm not taking any more questions about Justin Fields. We'll use him how we use him, and he's our starter. Done. He won't do that. That's why it's so irritating. That's not it. If you make a decision in life, you make that decision and you stand by that decision. Stop answering. Your offensive coordinator is saying this guy can handle everything, and you still now have to come out and clean it up. Everyone on earth sees this except you, and you're the decision maker. Make a decision and stand by it.
Yes. But make a good decision, though. I mean, you might make a decision, but, you know, you gotta make a good one. Just don't be, you know, you gotta make a decision and you turn to be an idiot.
But even if you make a bad decision, Lou, make the decision. Have you ever gone to the movies with someone and you say, do you want to go to the 3 o'clock or the 5 o'clock? And it's like 1:30.
Oh,
I don't know.
Sure.
Then it's 2 o'clock. Do you want to go to the 3 or the 5? I'm not sure. 2:30. Yo,
I've been
you want to go
that,
to 3
yes.
o'clock? We got to get moving. Now it's 5 minutes to 3. You're like, well, I guess we're going to the 5. The decision made you. You didn't make the decision. So I think that's why it gets old.
Yeah. I mean, not to mention also being ridiculous too, because you know, you have to learn to make a decision, but you got to know how to make a decision the right way.
You do. This guy thinks he's Andy Reid light. He thinks this is Kansas City, and he thinks he's sitting a year on a guy the way Andy Reid did there. What he's forgetting is they went 14-2 that year, or 15-1, something ridiculous like that. The Bears aren't coming off of that. The Bears are coming off you sabotaging Mitch Trubisky. Not that Mitch was great, but you sabotaged him. Then you go out and you get a guy that you can coach, and now you won't play him. It's like, come on, dude. Make up your mind.
Yeah, and speaking of that, the trial for Reed's son is going to happen in February.
Say that again?
Andy Reid's son, you know, who, you know, how he got a...
Yeah, that's a whole different size.
But since he was related, yeah. What
there's
escape.
Uber.
3 days
there's
before
Lyft.
The Super Bowl, too. I mean, three
there's
days before
Uber
the Super
and
Bowl. And he, yeah. Still.
Playing some.
What a stupid time.
Driving, getting behind the wheel of a car after being inebriated is just dumb and unforgivable. There's Uber and there's Lyft.
Yes.
There's also, did you know in the NFL, if you're stuck out and you've had way too many, one call, they'll send a car to pick you up.
As
so there's no excuse for it. There's no excuse for it at all.
No. No, but to think that happened 3 years before the Super Bowl, that's even more ridiculous.
To me, it's ridiculous for all 365. If you get behind the wheel of a car after drinking, that you're just being an idiot. And you're not only hurting other people, you can hurt yourself. And unfortunately, in this case, he did hurt other people. So I have you know, you're going to get what you deserve for that one.
Yes. And as the old saying goes, stupid is as stupid does.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some people.
So what you got for me today, my friend?
You know, some people just never seem like, well, week two is tonight, and we got a battle of the losers to start off with. Namely, Washington and the Giants.
I'm going to pick this game first in a little bit, but I'll tell you what. Here's some news. Danny Dimes hasn't lost to the Washington football team. But Danny Dimes hasn't won a game that's under the bright lights. That's a national game. What gives tonight? Does Danny Dimes find a way to do it on national TV or keep his streak going against Washington, or does he revert back to the guy that's fumbled 30 times? 30 times he's fumbled.
That's not going to win you a game.
No, honestly, if it wasn't just a football, if this game is week 14, I'm not even watching it. It just happens to be week two, so you got to. This is a game that, who really gives a crap watching this game? Who's the quarterback for Washington? Tyler Heinicke? Midas. Yeah, something like that. I don't know. Like I said, it's week two, it's football, we're going to watch it.
Well, I mean, from a local standpoint, for me, you know, it has been just because, you know, the Giants are playing and, you know, a lot of people in this area, I think, will keep eye on that. But I think whoever loses this game, it's going to be the season for the losers is going to be, well, hell.
The season for the winner is going to be hell. Either one of these. Well, I take that back. Washington had a shot. But I will tell you this. I would not be surprised. Or let me rephrase it like this. If I'm Washington, I'm calling San Francisco right now, and I'm asking them, what do you want for Jimmy G? Because they need a quarterback. They have too much talent on defense. They have a good running back. They have a good wide receiver. And you don't want to waste it on Tyler Meineke this season. Go out and get a quarterback. Jimmy G is sitting there. Make the offer. Just that simple.
Yeah, well, make it soon.
After tonight, maybe Tyler, what's his name? Tyler Heinicke.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll go up. And after tonight,
right?
Maybe they'll see. Let's go ahead and get Jimmy G and win this division. That's very winnable.
So why do you think the winner is going to be hell and not the loser, whoever, you know, with this game?
Well, if the Giants, but because it's this division, if you're 0-2 in this division, it's not life or death at that point. You know what I mean? If it's another division, I'm like, oh, crap, you don't want to call it. One game. You only got one game to make up. Because I honestly believe Dallas, and I don't want to give away too much, is Dallas really going to go into L.A. and beat the Chargers? So
I think so.
It's not like you're going to fall behind this juggernaut. It's not like you're going to be, oh, crap, we're two games back at Kansas City. So I think that makes a big difference on, you know, who you are, who you're playing, and what you're going up against. I think it makes a difference.
Mm.
But we shall see, my friend.
We shall see. All right.
But, hey, look, Matt, I thank you for holding through, and we'll definitely give a catch-up soon, really soon.
You got it. All right. Thanks, Paul.
All right, buddy. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
In this division, I'm not too worried about being 0-2 because you're still a game behind. still a game behind. This segment upcoming is brought to you by Scout and Cellar Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun, 602-410-4821. You're tired of getting wines with preservatives, sugars, additives, make you feel blah after you drink it. You don't want to feel blah after drinking wine. You want to feel good. You want it pure. You want it no additives, no preservatives, none of that. Tina will set up a taste test for you so you can enjoy wine the way it's supposed to be. A Scout and Cellar Wine Consultant, Tina Calhoun, 602-410-4821. Well, that music can only mean one thing. It is time for me to put some money in your pocket. Last week, I told you, get your college fund, get your mortgage payment, call your mother-in-law, scrap up all the money you can and put it on the Cowboys to cover. If you did that, you made a boatload of money. I'm going to give you my lock game this week, and it's the same thing. But first, we're going to start with tonight's game. It's the Giants versus Washington. It's in Washington. The football team hosts this game. The line was 3. It's now 3.5. I'm telling you, stay away from this game. Stay away from this game. I don't trust Danny Dimes, but I don't trust Tyler Heineke. So if I had to pick, which I have to right now, I'm telling you, go ahead, take Washington and those points. 24-20 is a realistic score. 17-13 is a realistic score. Take Washington and the win. Next game. The next game I'm going to give you, the Vikings come to Arizona. The Vikings were embarrassed. They went to Cincinnati and lost. Good teams come back off of that, and they win the next week. Vikings aren't a good team. Cardinals are favored by 3.5 in their home opener. The offense is clicking. Chandler Jones is trying to get paid. He is going to be tough to block, especially when you got J.J. Watt on the other side. I've already told you this week, I think I was 100% wrong about the Cardinals. I think they will help prove me wrong, and when I said they will end up the season, I think it starts this week again. They should be 2-0. Take that 3.5, run to the bank with it. The Bears are favored at home against the Bengals, and I know usually I save the Bears for last, but I can't this week. I don't trust them. I don't trust Nagy. I think he's gonna go for chunk plays just because he didn't last week. I'm not really liking them. I like the quarterback on the other side more than I like the quarterback on the Bears side. Look for the Bengals to upset the Bears. Take the Bengals in that 2.5 points. The Texans go into Cleveland. Cleveland lost a tough game on the road. I like what Baker Mayfield said after the game. He said, look, it is only week one, but you got to let them sting sometimes. And that's exactly what I think Cleveland's going to do. The Texans beat Jacksonville. It's not like that is this mega huge task, but they still look good in doing it. Cleveland is favored by 12.5. That's a lot of points. You see that when college teams play each other, that one actually worries me. I like the Browns to win. I don't like them to cover. 12.5 is a lot. The Rams going to the Colts. I have no faith in Carson Wentz. Zero. Zip. Well, let the line of rap song go. I'm stingy with De Niro. I am not stingy with my De Niro on this one. Give me the Rams on the road against the Colts. Don't be surprised if Wentz gets hurt going to the refrigerator to get a can or a bottle of Coke. Give me the Rams, 3.5. The Bills go down to Miami. The Bills, again, tough loss against the Steelers. Real tough loss against the Steelers. At home, did not look like Buffalo at all. The Dolphins, on the other hand, went up to New England and beat Bill Belichick and the Patriots. I think it says a couple of things. I think the Dolphins are better than what we thought they would be, and the Patriots aren't as good as what we thought they would be. They have no ability, the Patriots, to get chunk plays. The Dolphins took advantage of that. The Bills, this is my pissed off team pick. Call your bookie. Run to your bookie. Helicopter to your bookie. However you have to get to your bookie, the Bills are favored by 3. They will cover that in Miami against the Dolphins. That is my lock game. Patriots go to the Jets, favored by 6. I don't like the point, but I'm going to tell you to take them anyway. They're not big on chunk plays, but you're going to allow Bill Belichick to coach against a rookie quarterback. I don't like that. Don't like that at all. Definitely take the Patriots and those points. The Niners hung on to beat Detroit last week. They're out in Philadelphia. Philadelphia was impressive last week. They looked really good. They played the Falcons. Put it all into perspective. They played the Falcons. The Niners are going to go in. They're going to win. And they are going to cover against the Eagles. I love Jalen Hurts. This is the 49ers. This is not the Falcons. The Raiders going to Pittsburgh off of a good win, a really good win. They were able to do what they wanted to offensively. They're not going to be able to push the Steelers around. The Steelers mean business. They're favored by 6. Sketchy on the points, I think Pittsburgh can win by a touchdown and a point. I wouldn't bet a lot on this, but I'll go with the Steelers to cover. The Saints go into Carolina. Jameis. Is Jameis for real? They're favored by 3 in conference on the road. I like what Jameis did. Controlled the ball. But I also like what Sam Darnold did. I like what Christian McCaffrey does. Christian McCaffrey last week, 98 yards rushing, 89 yards receiving. Saints defense, no joke. I like the Panthers in an upset. Go ahead and take them outright to win. The Broncos, 6-point favorite going into Jacksonville. Rookie coach, rookie quarterback, no real weapons. They'll be able to run the ball. They'll control the offense. I do like DJ Chark. Trevor Lawrence didn't play bad, but I think Denver's defense is too much. Take Denver, take the points. The Falcons, Buccaneers favored by 12.5 at home. Falcons suck. You can't trust the Falcons at all. You can almost trust a crackhead to do the wrong thing more than you can trust the Falcons to do the right thing. Go with the Buccaneers. Take them and that ridiculous line of 12.5. The Cowboys going to L.A. to play the Chargers. That defense is down 4 players and their best defensive player. 3.5 favorite for the Chargers. Dallas got to outscore you to beat you. Chargers can score too. Justin Herbert is no joke. Austin Eckler is healthy. I like Dallas to put up points, but not enough to beat the Chargers. Take the Chargers and those points. The Titans go into Seattle to play the Seahawks. Seahawks favored by 6. The Seahawks are the toughest team in the league to bet on point-wise. I like this addition of the Seattle Seahawks. I think they beat Tennessee. I think they cover. I know last week the road teams, the dogs, upset a lot of people's money, messed up a lot of people's money. Not this week. Seattle handles the Titans. They win by 6. I'll get to the Sunday night game in a second. Monday night, the Packers host the Lions. Do you really think they're going to embarrass? Do you really think they're going to embarrass Aaron Rodgers in back-to-back weeks? I don't think you will. I think the Packers come away with the win, but the spread is 11. That coach in Detroit, he's damn fool crazy enough to actually have his team biting ankles, tearing up kneecaps. They actually might pull this one off. No, not for the win, but for the cover. I like the Packers to win. I like the Lions to cover. And then reverting back to the Sunday night game, the Chiefs and the Ravens, every time the Ravens play the Chiefs, they play them close. Every time Cleveland plays the Chiefs, they play them close. Every time these teams play the Chiefs, they play them close. But you know what they don't do against them? They don't win. They do not win. There's an eight, let me say this. I've been saying this for 2 years. Maybe it's falling on deaf ears. So I'm going to say to get your hearing aid out, and I'm going to help you out. If I had to bet either KC or the Phil to win the Super Bowl, I'm taking KC and Patrick Mahomes. On the road is last year, if you look at their schedule, they went on the road and beat every team that they were supposed to lose against. It will be no different. Take the Chiefs, take the 3.5 over the Ravens to win. There you go. You have it. You have your picks for the week. I've put money in your pocket if you want to listen to me. Otherwise, go off on your own. A big time thanks to Maduro's for helping us out and being our sponsor and having and hosting us like you do every single Thursday, Cigars with the Cave Show. Like I said, if the stick of the day is going to leave us Series 5, you will definitely enjoy the stick. Let them know that you want to purchase what PLR smoked today during the show. Also, when you come into a cigar place, don't just go in the humidor and just pick something. Ron, Tina, staff here, they will match you with a cigar that fits your taste palate. Let them do that for you. Enjoy the cigar. It is an experience. You will love it. Also, like I said, tonight the game will be on, so definitely get down to Maduro's. Everyone, thank you for hanging out with me today. We will be back next week. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back in Maduro's next week. We'll be back here. I can't get this straight. We'll be back live tomorrow, back here next week. Make sure you follow the way I'm guiding you. I am trying my best to help you out. Like we say every week when we wrap this bad boy up, temps bring us home. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Everyone, be safe. Take care of each other. Follow your heart and your mind. Do what you know that's right. Stay safe out there. The devil COVID is still out there. The crap is real. It's Cave Show with PLR. Tips, close us out.